This is breaking news from Truth to Power. Researchers at the Stanford University School of Medicine have linked chronic fatigue syndrome to variations in 17 immune system signaling proteins, or cytokines, whose concentrations in the blood correlate with the disease's severity. The findings provide evidence that inflammation is a powerful driver of this mysterious condition whose underpinnings have eluded researchers for 35 years. The findings, described in a study published online June 31st in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, could lead to further understanding of this condition and be used to improve the diagnosis and treatment of the disorder, which has been notably difficult. Chronic fatigue syndrome can turn a life of productive activity into one of dependency and desolation, said Jose Montoya, a professor of infectious diseases, who is the study's lead author. Some spontaneous recoveries occur during the first year, he said, but rarely after the condition has persisted more than 5 years. The study's senior author is Mark Davis, a professor of immunology and microbiology and director of Stanford's Institute for Immunity, Transplantation, and Infection. He said, there's been a great deal of controversy and confusion surrounding ME/CFS, even whether it is an actual disease. Our findings show clearly that it's an inflammatory disease and provide a solid basis for a diagnostic blood test. Many, but not all, ME/CFS patients experience flu-like symptoms common in inflammation-driven diseases, Montoya said. But because its symptoms are so diffuse, sometimes manifesting as heart problems, sometimes as mental impairment, nicknamed brain fog, other times as indigestion, diarrhea, constipation, muscle pain, tender lymph nodes, and so forth, it often goes undiagnosed, even among patients who visited a half dozen or more different specialists in an effort to determine what's wrong with them. The news may make life difficult for the Centers for Disease Control because now scientists will be able to chart the spread of the disease to determine how large the epidemic is after decades of neglect from the Centers for Disease Control. Scientists will also want to test AIDS patients to see if they have variations in 17 immune system signaling proteins or cytokines. If AIDS patients test positive for those variations, it will support the argument some have made that chronic fatigue syndrome and AIDS are actually part of the same epidemic. Truth to Power Breaking News is sponsored by Rubicon Media, the publishers of Truth to Power, The History of the AIDS and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Epidemic, by Charles Ortlieb. You can find it on Amazon and charlesortlieb.com.